School in Wymore, Nebraska. Time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight we are on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish, a girl-boy doubleheader coming your way. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's broadcast. Let's move right to the starting lineups for the girls' varsity game for the Southern Raiders. They'll go with Addison Young. Young is a 5'2 junior. Jenna Forney. Forney is a sophomore at 5'5. Aslan Stevens, a freshman at 5'6". Kerrigan Henricks, also a freshman at 5'4". And Jayden Ellington is a 5'5 senior. The Southern Raiders are 0-12 on the season. They're coached by Coach Hannah Baumgartner. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Coach Luke Sando will go with McKinley Scholl. Scholl, a 5'8 senior. Avery Sando, a sophomore at 5'5". Daisy Witt, she's a 5'6 sophomore. Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'9 and a junior. And Helly Jones, a 5'9 freshman, rounds out the starting five for Coach Luke Sando. Absent from that starting lineup is Sadie Tisdall. Sadie out of that starting lineup with a shoulder injury. She had been one of the original starting five on this basketball team. The Lady Irish are 13-2 on the year coming into this one. As we mentioned, the Southern Raiders at 0-12, they only have seven girls in uniform. So undermanned on paper, this would appear to be a pretty easy time tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll have to see how it all works out as the game unfolds. Again, this is a basketball doubleheader. The girls' game coming up first, followed by the boys' varsity contest. Right now, we're going to step aside, I believe. Well, I thought we were going to the national anthem, but we're going to have the starting lineups. Before we tip this thing up, we don't usually do a lot of shout-outs here on the air, but we want to say good evening to one of our most faithful listeners, Ada Magdans. Ada celebrated her 100th birthday yesterday, and we want to send out belated birthday greetings to Ada Magdans. I've had the pleasure and privilege of broadcasting Sacred Heart games for four of her favorite granddaughters, Sarah, Abby, Elizabeth, and Rachel, all played for Sacred Heart. It was a pleasure to do them. My history with the Magdans family goes back many years before that. Ada's late husband, Monroe, Mag as we called him, was my Hebrew cookie representative for a number of years back during my hinky-dinky portion of my career. So the Magdans family, wonderful people, a great family to know and to call my friends. So we want to say once again a belated happy 100th birthday to Ada Magdans. Yesterday she turned 100 years old. How about that? Now we'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout for our national anthem on Sunny 101.3. Once again here to Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. Just had the playing of our national anthem. Boy, they've got their sound system working here. They could turn that just a little bit louder. The Sacred Heart Irish, as we said, 13-2 coming into this one. The Southern Raiders at 0-12. The first half of our doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. Stepping in to jump it up for the Irish will be Gentry Lechtenberg. She'll jump it, go up against Jenna Forney. Forney is just 5'5 and a sophomore. Lechtenberg with a decided height advantage, ready to step in, and here's the tip. Referee Gary Pence puts the ball in the air, controlled by the Irish, and on the dribble into forecourt for Sacred Heart. On the right side, they come across to the near side to McKinley Scholl with the pass back to the top of the key. Dacey Witt on the dribble. McKinley Scholl, right elbow, puts it to Lechtenberg in the paint. Avery Sando, 15-footer, left side up and good. Avery Sando with the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Irish jump out to an early 2-0 lead. Down court for the Raiders on the dribble. Addison Young with the basketball. Young between the rings at the top of the circle. Looks to the right side. Goes over to her teammate, Jenna Forney. Bounce pass inside. Forney tried to put it into Henricks. Carrington Henricks couldn't handle it. It's tipped away. Touched last by Sacred Heart. Inbounding it, Addison Young. She'll stand in forecourt on the right side of the basket. Inbounds the pass to Jenna Forney. Forney between the rings, top of the circle. To the left elbow, that's Jaden Ellington with the basketball. Across court skip pass, back to Forney it comes. Top of the circle, once again, there's Ellington with it. Into the corner, deep baseline right side. Shot is up and good for Aslan Stevens, the freshman. 5'5" freshman. Dropped that one in from 12 feet out on the baseline. We're tied at 2 apiece, 6:57 to go, just underway here in the first quarter. Here's Sando with the basketball. Avery Sando across to McKinley Scholl. Bank shot off the glass, up and good. McKinley Scholl with her first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 4-2, the Irish on top. 6:41 to play here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart with their early lead. With the basketball is Addison Young. Addie Young feeds it inside the paint. Bounce pass into Henricks. Back up top it comes to Young. Young, kind of the point guard that runs this offense. Now Jenna Forney with the basketball again comes to Young. Young and junior, she's just 5'2". Here's a pass stolen away by Gentry Lechtenberg. Breakaway left-handed lay-in up and good by Gentry Lechtenberg. Irish go up 6-2 now. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Irish fans having fun with this. Here's a pass that's wide of the mark. Goes over the head of Jenna Forney out of bounds, and it'll belong to Sacred Heart. Irish will have the ball back. They lead it 6-2 here in the early going tonight at Wymore. 6:04 to play, first quarter. Sacred Heart with a basketball at the top of the circle, dribbling to the left side with it. Avery Sando into the corner. McKinley Scholl, shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Jones got it, she couldn't get it. Rebound, put back, Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg got the put back, she's got 4 points, and it's 8-2 Irish. Down court quickly comes Kerrigan Henricks with the ball. She dribbles to the left side baseline, goes up with a shot that's off, no good. Jones has the rebound. Outlet pass, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg takes it all the way coast to coast, lays it up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Raiders. Lady Raiders outlet pass comes out to Addison Young. Addie Young across court pass. Again to Forney. Forney to the baseline left side. Moving toward the basket is Azen Lynn. Azen Stevens. She can't get there. Here's the ball tipped away, and it's going to be touched by the Irish. It'll stay with the Lady Raiders. 5:13 to play now in the first quarter. 8-2. Sacred Heart ladies up by 6. Inbound pass. Forney has the basketball. Jenna Forney picks up her dribble to the right side to Young. Young goes inside the paint with it in the lane to Henricks. She can't get there. Back again to Young. Ball stolen away. Sando with the steal. 2-on-1. Fast break. Sando feeds across to Witt. Lay-in up and good. Sando with the assist. Dacey Witt with the basket. 10-2 your score. Irish up by 8 now. We've played about 3.5 minutes here. Pick it up for dribble is Aislinn Stevens. Timeout's going to be taken by the Raiders with 4:43 to play here in the first period. 10-2 your score. Irish up. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3. Quarter, 10-2 our score. The Sacred Heart Irish jumping
in. Just send her a festive text.
That was good. I heard it. I heard it there for a moment. All right. Welcome back to Southern High School here at Wymore. 4 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10-2, the Irish have jumped out to a quick 8-point lead here in the first 3 minutes or so of this ball game. On the floor for Sacred Heart, McKinley Scholl, Avery Sando, Dacey Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Allie Jones. Starting for the Raiders, Addison Young, Jenna Forney, Aslan Stevens, Kerrigan Hendricks, and Jaden Ellington. It'll be the Lady Raiders basketball to inbound it. Aslan Stevens. Stevens inbounds a pass to Forney at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass comes back inside the paint to Hendricks. Kerrigan Hendricks pushes off with the forearm. Gave Jones quite a shove there. Got away with it. Hendricks goes to the right side. Falls to the floor. And the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Hendricks. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Back into the lineup now. Checking in is Addison Young. Young comes in for the Lady Raiders. She will replace Carolyn Hurd, a freshman who was in there momentarily. Now Hurd is back up off the bench, getting set to check back in. Irish up by 8. Sando with the basketball to win at the top of the circle. Inside the paint, they put it to Jones. She's triple-teamed, has the ball dribbled away. Going to be chased in backcourt. Over and back is going to be the call. Daisy Witt chased the ball down. And the basketball will go back to the Lady Raiders. Now Carolyn Hurd back into the lineup, replacing Kerrigan Hendricks. Hurd a freshman, Hendricks also a freshman. Only 7 girls on the roster here. 4 of them are freshmen. All right, Southern Raiders with the basketball. This is Jenna Forney on the dribble. Comes to Addie Young. Young tries to work to the corner against Witt. Has the ball taken away, but Witt dribbled it on the baseline after the steal, and it'll go right back into the Southern Raiders. 3:59 to play in the first quarter. 10-2 your score. Here's the lob pass to the top of the key to Forney. Right wing, Young with the basketball. Back up top to Forney. A cross-court pass goes way out of bounds. Thought there was going to be a steal there for a moment by McKinley Scholl. Here's Kerrigan Hendricks back into the ballgame. Hendrickson now replacing Caroline Hurd. Coach Hannah Baumgartner shorthanded here with just 7 girls, rotating her players in and out of the ballgame. Irish come down to set the offense. Lechtenberg in the paint. Gets to Sando. Open look. Sando, 15-footer. Off no good. The rebound to Witt. Witt goes around to McKinley Scholl. She launches a 3 from the left corner. It won't go. And this rebound pulled down by Kerrigan Hendricks. Stolen right back by Sando. Avery Sando pulls it out to set the offense. Oh, nice pass. Took it into Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg is knocked to the floor after Sando got the pass into her. Foul is going to be on Addison Young. On Young, that is her first personal. Team foul number 1 of the quarter on the Raiders. Substitutes checking in now for the Irish is Dorothy Krause. Krause comes into the game. Lechtenberg backs it out between the rings to the top of the circle. She'll launch a 3 that's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound is pulled away under the basket by Kerrigan Hendricks for the Lady Raiders. 10-2 your score. Irish up by 8. 3:10 to play in the first quarter. Addison Young with the dribble in the paint. Ball taken away by Scholl. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will favor the Southern Raiders. Lady Raiders will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. Inbounding the pass is Aslan Stevens. Aslan, A-Z-L-Y-N. Aslan, the first name. Stevens tosses it in to Kerrigan Hendricks. Kerrigan backs it back outside the three-point arc. Gives off to Forney. Forney lost the handle on the ball. Almost lost it out of bounds. Then it's saved over there by Caroline Hurd. Hurd gives it back to Forney. Now the ball is loose on the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart. Foul is going to be on McKinley Scholl. On Scholl, her first personal. Team foul number 1 of the quarter on the Irish. Back into the lineup is Jaden Ellington. Ellington comes in to replace Caroline Hurd now for the Lady Raiders. Top of the circle, Aslan Stevens. Inside the paint, shot is up, no. Rebound taken down by Jones. Outlet pass. Down to, oh man, they really put a bump on Gentry Lechtenberg as she came down the court. Lechtenberg got hammered by Jenna Forney. Forney's called for her first personal. Team foul number 2 on the Lady Raiders. Sacred Hearts basketball. McKinley Scholl on the baseline left side. Triggers it into Sando. Top of the key. Dorothy Krause for a long 2 that's off no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Addison Young. Her outlet pass down court to Jenna Forney who'll set the offense. A cross court pass to the far side on the wing. Addison Young with the ball. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a steal. McKinley Scholl driving, lay-in off the glass, up and good. McKinley Scholl has 4 points. Coach Luke Sandel's going to go to the bench early in this one. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. His team up by 10 now, 12-10. Couple of subs up off the bench waiting to check in. Here's a ball that's wide of the mark. The pass goes out of bounds. Daisy Witt comes back into the ballgame. Elise Reschke. Reschke, a 5'8 freshman, making her first appearance in the contest tonight. Gentry Lechtenberg will take a breather. And Avery Sando also will take a freshener here to the sideline. McKinley Scholl with the basketball. Feeds inside the paint. Reschke back to the top of the circle to Witt. Witt across court to Kraus, left wing. Trying to move toward the hoop is McKinley Scholl in traffic. Kicks it out to Kraus. Long two for Kraus. Off no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back Scholl, put back again Scholl. Got the basket, and she's fouled. McKinley Scholl got it to fall on the second put back and drew the foul. The foul is going to be called on Caroline Hurd, her first personal, team foul number 3. Scholl's free throw is up, rims it off, no good. Jones with the rebound, fighting for the basketball. Jump ball is called on the alternating possession. The basketball will stay with the Irish. They'll play it in under their own basket. Scholl to trigger it into the corner. D.C. Witt for 3 from the right corner, in and out of there. Ball is tipped out, grabbed up. Fast break the other direction goes Jenna Forney. Forney all the way for the driving layup. Got it, and she's fouled. Jenna Forney with a nice move to the basket, got the bucket to fall, and drew the personal foul on the Irish. The foul is going to be called on D.C. Witt. On Witt, her first, team foul number 2 on Sacred Heart. Forney's free throw is up, off the glass, no. Fight for the basketball, loose on the floor here. And a foul is going to be called on the Raiders. That foul is going to be on Jaden Ellington, her first, team foul number 4 of the quarter. A minute 19 to play in the first quarter. It's 14-4, Irish up by 10. Sacred Heart substituting freely here early in the ballgame. Dorothy Kraus with the ball to D.C. Witt. Back it comes to Kraus, left wing. Top of the key, Witt, McKinley Scholl. Feeds to Jones in traffic. Jones goes up and good. Hallie Jones with her first 2 points of the ballgame. It's 16-4. The lead is 12 for the Lady Irish. A down court pass almost got away on the baseline for Young. Addison Young on the dribble. Left side of the free throw lane. Picks up the dribble, a cross-court pass to the far side. There's a long three on the way off. No good by Jaden Ellington. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Sacred Heart. Now checking in for the Irish is Brooklyn Biebermeier. Biebermeier, 5'5 sophomore, making her first appearance in the ballgame. Down court with the dribble. D.C. Witt comes to Biebermeier on the right elbow. Biebermeier feeds inside the paint. Back it comes to Brooklyn. Oh, nice pass. Biebermeier got it into Jones. Couldn't finish. Jones turned, put it off the glass. Couldn't get it to drop. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Raiders. Here's Addison Young with a long three from the left wing. That misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Irish. 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Wymore. 16-4, Sacred Heart with the lead as D.C. Witt crosses the timeline into forecourt. Gives to Dorothy Kraus on the left wing. Biebermeier on the right side. Back up to Witt it goes. Biebermeier passed up an open look. Now Witt for 3. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound in the corner. There's a buzzer after 1 quarter. Sacred Heart leads it 16-4. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. We move to second quarter action. It'll be Southern's basketball. Lady Raiders into forecourt. Kerrigan Hendricks with the ball. A cross-court pass goes to Addison Young. Addie Young with the dribble. Back to the top of the circle, finds Kerrigan Hendricks. Hendricks wants to go inside the paint. Jones took the drive away. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will go off the fingertips of Jaden Ellington. Basketball will belong to the Lady Irish. We're just underway in the second quarter here, 7:39 to play second period. Sacred Heart with a 16-4 lead. Dorothy Krause handles the basketball up to Daisy Witt. Brooklyn Biebermeyer goes to the corner on the left side of the basket. She can't get a look at it. It comes right back to Biebermeyer. Brooklyn, a 5'5 sophomore, a cross-court pass to Krause. Krause dribbles to the corner, bounce pass in, looking to try and get it inside. She wanted to feed it to Helle Jones. The ball is tipped away nicely by the Southern Raiders. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. Inbounding the pass, Dorothy Krause triggers it in right side baseline under her own basket to the top of the key up to Daisy Witt. Witt has a pass stolen away by Forney. Jenna Forney on the fast break holds it up for a minute. Addison Young thought about the three and didn't take it. Goes to the corner. Here's a 15-footer from the right side off, no good. And the rebound is going to be taken away by Reschke, Elise Reschke. Her outlet pass comes to Daisy Witt, and the Irish set it up. Brooklyn Biebermeyer puts inside to Reschke. Back again it comes to Witt. To the right elbow, Dorothy Krause. Krause can't get to the paint. They're looking inside for Jones. Nothing there. They got her double-teamed on the baseline. Krause again wanted to go to Jones. Here's a Daisy Witt three that's up and good. Daisy Witt hits the three. From the right elbow, here's a steal on the inbound pass. Try for shot that goes up, whistle and a foul. Daisy Witt got a steal on the inbound pass. When she went up for the shot, she was fouled. Foul is going to be called on Kerrigan Hendricks. On Hendricks, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Daisy Witt. She'll be shooting two shots. Daisy has 5 points so far tonight on a deuce and a tray. First free throw is up short, just off the front of the rim. Another attempt coming. Okay, Avery Sando back into the lineup now for the Irish. Also back in comes McKinley Scholl, as well as Gentry Lechtenberg, three of the starters back onto the floor. Second free throw for Daisy Witt is up and good. She's got 6 points now, and the lead is 16 at 20-4. Down court, Jenna Forney to set it up. Gives up to Hendricks. Kerrigan Hendricks can't find any place to go with the ball. She's in trouble. Going to get a five-second call here shortly. I think the referees were very generous on the five count on that one. Addison Young picked up her dribble. Now she's tied up and in trouble. Young gets rid of the basketball. Here's a steal by Daisy Witt. One-on-one against Jenna Forney. Witt with a driving lay-in up and good. Jenna Forney just got taken out of it there by Daisy Witt as she laid that one in. Witt now with 8 points in the ballgame for the Lady Irish. It's 22-4 here early in the second quarter. 5:42 to play second period. We're in Wymore, Nebraska tonight. Southern High Raiders, Sacred Heart Irish, a girl-boy doubleheader. Here we are in the girls' contest. Sacred Heart with a big lead. There's Young with a long three that hits the back of the iron, doesn't go, out of bounds, and it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Here come the Irish on the attack. Daisy Witt dribbles across the court to Biebermeyer, long three by Brooklyn Biebermeyer, didn't go. Rebound comes down to Kerrigan Hendricks. Hendricks wants to bring the ball all the way herself, takes it in for a driving lay-in up and got it. Nice effort there by Kerrigan Hendricks, her first 2 points, makes the score 22-6. Avery Sando with the dribble across to Biebermeyer into the corner, baseline left side Scholl. Back comes to Sando, open look for 12 feet, doesn't go. Young comes down with a rebound, and Addie Young stepped on the baseline after she got the defensive rebound. Back into the ballgame for the Raiders is Caroline Hurd, a freshman. She replaces Kerrigan Hendricks, another freshman. All seven players playing here extensively for the Southern Raiders. Top of the key, setting the offense, Dacey Witt. Comes to Avery Sando, right wing, around the horn, Biebermeyer to the left side. McKinley Scholl, driving baseline, left side of the basket, can't get there, back to Witt. Open look, three, top of the key, got it. Dacey Witt drilled another three. She's got 11 points in double figures now for the Lady Irish with 4:29 to play here in the first half. 25-6, Sacred Heart up by 19 points. Up off the bench now is Elise Reschke getting ready to check back in for the Irish. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Dacey Witt. On Witt, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. They have a timeout taken on the floor with 4:14 to play here in the first half. 25-6, Lady Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back with you at Wymore, Nebraska, Southern High School. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the first half of our girls' varsity contest. Sacred Heart out to an early lead, 25-6 on the Lady Raiders. It'll be Southern High's basketball. Addison Young, a little floater off the glass, doesn't go. The rebound is taken down by Dacey Witt. Witt will come down court with the basketball to the left side. McKinley Scholl feeds inside the paint. Gentry Lechtenberg. Oh, Lechtenberg with a nice pass to Sando. Sando got hammered under there and wasn't able to finish and get it down. No whistle. Avery Sando got shoved out of the way as she tried to put the shot up. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. McKinley Scholl will inbound it. Scholl lobs it into Witt. Right back it comes to Scholl. She moves to the hoop. Shot is up. No. Rebound taken away nicely under there by the Lady Raiders. In the forecourt is Jenna Forney. A cross-court pass. Addison Young now stolen back by Gentry Lechtenberg. 3-on-2 fast break. Lechtenberg feeds it to McKinley Scholl. Shot is up and good. Lechtenberg with the assist. Scholl with the easy bucket off the pass. McKinley Scholl has 8 points in the game. It's 27-6 now. The Irish in command here. A 21-point advantage, and we still have 3:19 to play in the first half. Jenna Forney nails a three from the corner. Jenna Forney, she launched that one from down on the right side, a good 3 to 4 feet behind the arc out on the right wing. Nothing but nylon for Jenna Forney. She's got 5 points now for the Lady Raiders. 27-9, Sacred Heart with the lead. McKinley Scholl tries to take it in for a lay-in. Ball is tipped away in the JV boys game earlier tonight. Sacred Heart got the win in that one, 45-27. Sacred Heart's junior varsity boys won 45-27. Here's a lay-in up and good by Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg took the inbound pass, laid it up, and dropped it in the bucket. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:50 to go in the first half. It's 29-9. Irish on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Wymore. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the first half. 29-9 our score. Sacred Heart in command. Basketball will belong to the Lady Raiders when play is resumed, and across the timeline comes the point guard, Shenna Forney, a sophomore, 5'5". Forney's pass comes to the near side to Aslan Stevens. Now Addison Young's in traffic, can't get rid of it. There's a three from the corner that's off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. Sacred Heart with the ball will play it in underneath the basket. Inbound pass comes in to Gentry Lechtenberg, and she will very casually dribble it up court across the timeline. Now turns on the Jets, went down the lane, tried to take it in for the lay-in. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, and that'll put Gentry Lechtenberg at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Jenna Forney. On Forney, her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. Lechtenberg at the line, shooting two. The first one is up, rims it off, no good. Gentry has 6 points on three field goals thus far in the ballgame. She'll have a second free throw coming right here. 2:20 to play now in this first half. Second free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim. McKinley Scholl with the rebound. Scholl tried to go up with a shot, couldn't get it. And the rebound is taken down, cleared out under the basket by Henricks. Kerrigan Henricks will bring it down court herself across the timeline. Henricks to the right side. Gives to Forney. Now Addison Young with the dribble. Young picks up her dribble, goes inside the paint, turnaround, shot off the glass, up and good by Jaden Ellington. Ellington, the senior, the only senior on this squad, has her first 2 points, and it's 29-11 now. Sacred Heart has their lead down to 18 with a minute 44 to play in the first half, second quarter. This is Krause with the basketball at the top of the circle. Dorothy Krause, oh, nice pass, fed it inside to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg just had to lay it off the glass. She's got 8 points. Ball is stolen away by Witt. 2-on-1 fast break. Witt starts down court. She will be fouled. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Jenna Forney. On Forney, her third personal, third team foul of the quarter. Couple of subs checking in. Jones is back onto the floor now. Also coming in for the Irish, Shea DeLisi. DeLisi, a 5'9 sophomore, seeing her first action tonight in the ballgame. Sacred Hearts basketball, Witt with it. To the right elbow, Santo. Avery Santo for three. It doesn't go. There for the rebound is Kerrigan Henricks. Kerrigan, a 5'4 freshman. Pass under the paint. Oh, nice feed. Got it underneath the basket to Caroline Hurd. Hurd was standing there all alone. Caught the ball, laid it off the glass. 31-13, your score. Dorothy Krause, top of the key. Witt for three once again. Got it. Daisy Witt has 3 3-pointers from up there now. 14 points in the ballgame for Witt. The 5'6 sophomore point guard, Daisy Witt. Dorothy Krause almost got a steal. She came over and tipped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. Emily Tubbs is going to see action now. Tubbs, a 5'4 freshman, making her first appearance in the varsity game. Brooklyn Biebermeyer also back onto the floor. There's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three from over here in the corner was Kerrigan Henricks. Inbounded the ball and she nailed it. Inside the paint. Top of the key to Sando. Biebermeyer for three. Off the iron, no. And the rebound pulled down by Caroline Hurd. Hurd gives it up again to Henricks. Kerrigan Henricks, who hit the three just a moment ago, comes around to the left elbow. Young dribbles in. Floater off the glass, no. Rebound brought down by Biebermeyer. Brooklyn Biebermeyer wants to take it all the way down the court. Puts a shot up. Got it at the buzzer. Biebermeyer, a great job of taking the ball down and getting it in the hole just before the buzzer sounded. And with that basket, our halftime score stands at Sacred Heart 36 and Southern High 16. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Are you ready to kick off a healthier year? We've got the tips to make those New Year's resolutions stick. Tip 1, start small. Break down your big goals into achievable steps. Tip 2, buddy up. Grab a friend or family member to join you on your journey. It's more fun and motivating together. Tip 3, mix it up. Don't get bored. Try new activities to keep things exciting. Lastly, tip 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge your progress and you'll be more likely to stay on track. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a healthier, happier new year.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. At the half, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish lead it 36-16 individually. For the Southern Raiders, Jenna Forney with 5 points. Kerrigan Hendricks also has 5. 2 points for Aslan Stevens, Jaden Ellington with 2, and Caroline Hurd has 2, for the Raiders' total of 16. From the free throw line, Southern went 0-for-1 at the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, a big first half for Daisy Witt. She hit 3 three-pointers, has 14 points at halftime. McKinley Scholl with 8 at the half. Gentry Lechtenberg also has 8 points. 2 points each for Avery Sandel, Brooklyn Biebermeyer, and Helly Jones for Sacred Heart's total of 36. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart made 1 out of 5 at the charity stripe. Score by quarters, Irish led it 16-4 after one quarter, and now at halftime they're up 36-16. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kurt Gilman, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast and see what this crazy Nebraska weather is going to do to us tonight. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan with your weather for the Tri-State area. A dense fog advisory will last through early tomorrow afternoon, with a winter weather advisory in effect throughout tomorrow morning. As we make our way through the middle of the workweek, we'll see a low starting to make its way into the Midwest, bringing to our area the chance for rain as well as freezing rain. This will continue as we make our way into Thursday morning, before we see a brief period in this weather throughout today on Friday. However, we do see a brief period of rain into Friday night, lasting into Saturday morning, before we see calm weather return by Saturday night, taking us into the beginning of next week. As we make our way throughout the week and into the weekend, we'll see high temperatures climb to above the average high for this time of year, which is right around 35 degrees. As we take a closer look at the forecast, this evening, we'll see areas of fog as well as areas of rain and freezing rain. Cloudy skies in a low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, areas of fog with a chance of freezing rain and rain throughout the day. Cloudy skies in a high of 35. We'll see a chance of rain and patchy fog Wednesday night. Cloudy skies in a low of 31. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan on Sunny 101.3.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply with 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Lots more basketball coming up later this week here on Sunny 101.3. This coming Thursday night, John Nixon will be on the air. The Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Johnson Brock Eagles, boys and girls. And boy, those ought to be some tough basketball games. Johnson Brock's boys, I believe, are 14-0 undefeated. The girls are, I believe, last check, 13-1 on the year. They'll be in town. That's this coming Thursday night. John Nixon will have the call. The Sacred Heart Irish and Johnson Brock here on Sunny 101.3. Then this coming Friday night, I'll be over on our sister station, KTNC. The Weeping Water Indians coming to town to face the Fall City Tigers, also a girl-boy doubleheader. Those games, girls tipping off around 6 o'clock, followed by boys varsity Thursday and Friday night, high school basketball here on Sunny and on KTNC. We're ready now to move to third quarter action. Sacred Heart with a 36-16 halftime lead here in this girls varsity contest. They inbound the ball into Dacey Witt. Same five starters on the floors began the ball game. Scholl, Sano, Witt, Lechtenberg, and Jones. Lechtenberg with the basketball at the free throw line in the paint. Kicks to the corner. Witt with an open look three that's off the iron, doesn't go. And Addison Young is there for the rebound. Addie Young, outlet pass to Carrington Henrichs. Henrichs, a freshman point guard. Carrington setting it up out here. Backs the dribble out between the rings. Goes into the corner. Deep baseline right side down to Young it comes. Back up top to Henrichs. Three is up short off the rim and the rebound to Sando. Avery Sando comes down with the basketball. Oh, Sando, nice feed, put it underneath. McKinley Scholl couldn't get it to go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up Gentry Lechtenberg. Scholl had an open look and it was too easy. It didn't go for her, but Lechtenberg was there to get the offensive rebound and the putback. Makes it 38-16 now, your score. Sacred Heart with the lead. Young to the near side. Henrichs with the ball. Henrichs looking for Forney on the far left wing. Now has the ball dribbled away by Dacey Witt. Witt with a one-on-two fast break. Feeds it underneath. Lechtenberg. Shot is up. No. Jones with a rebound. Follow shot. It won't go. Ball tipped around. Addie Young comes out with it for the Lady Raiders. Young whoops the outlet pass to Carrington Henrichs, and she'll come down and set things up. Clock running here at 6:27 to go in the third quarter, 38-16. Irish with the big lead here. Ball gets tipped away, knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. I think Lechtenberg must have touched it last. So the basketball is going to belong to the Raiders. Now on the inbound pass, it gets tipped away again by Lechtenberg, knocked it out of bounds. Raiders will try and play it in a second time. Henrichs lobs it up top to Forney. Forney around the key, top of the circle. Ellington handles it. Saved from going out of bounds. Ellington, a cross-court pass near side. Stevens. Aslan Stevens feeds in, driving lay-in. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think this foul is going to go on Avery Sando. On Sando, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Irish. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's 38-16. Sacred Heart on top as Henrichs dribbles to the corner with the basketball for the Lady Raiders. They clear the pass back to the top of the key. Addison Young. Again, it comes to Henrichs. Kerrigan Henrichs can't get to the basket. To Forney for three from the right wing. Off the glass, no. Avery Sando has the rebound. Sando's going to come down with it in a hurry. Feeds it into the corner. Gives to Witt. Top of the circle back to Sando. Open look three. Decided not to take it. Sando didn't want to pull the trigger on that one, even though she was left unguarded right at the three-point arc. Bounce pass into the corner to Witt. Dacey Witt. Right elbow, left-handed dribble, comes inside the paint. Gives into McKinley Scholl, driving lay-in. Scholl got her own rebound. Follow shot, try for putback, whistle foul. And McKinley Scholl is going to be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to go on Jaden Ellington. On Ellington, her first team foul of the quarter. Free throw is up, off, won't go. Rimmed around there and just would not fall for McKinley Scholl. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line now tonight. Has 8 points in the ballgame. Scholl's second free throw attempt is up. This one is good. That one went right down the center of the pipe. 39-16 your score. Irish up by 23 here. 5:10 to play in the third period at Wymore. In the corner, Lady Raiders dribbling the basketball is Aslan Stevens, a freshman. Aslan is double-teamed, almost had it taken away, got it out to Addison Young. Addie Young holds the ball for a minute. Now she holds it at the top of the key. Again to Forney. Right side, shot is up off, no good. There's Jones there for the rebound. Allie Jones, 5'9 freshman, comes down with a defensive board, gets the outlet pass to Gentry Lechtenberg, who feeds it to the top of the key to Sando. Sano reverses her dribble, gives inside to Lechtenberg. Here comes McKinley Scholl in the paint. Down to Sano on the baseline right side. She's double-teamed, got rid of the ball to Scholl. Little floater. Scholl puts it up. A little underhanded scoop shot. That was a sweet-looking shot by McKinley Scholl. She's in double figures now with 11 points for the Irish. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 41-16. Irish with a commanding lead here over the shorthanded Southern Raiders. Just 7 girls on the roster. They weren't able to play a JV game for obvious reasons. Only 7 ball players. Raiders basketball. Henrichs goes to the corner with it. Young, a little floater, tries to put a shot up on the baseline, and Addie Young is going to be fouled. She'll be at the line. Addison Young will be shooting 2 shots for the Southern Raiders. That foul's on Hallie Jones, her first, team foul number 2 of the quarter. The first free throw for Young is up and good. Addison Young, that's her first point of the night for the 5'2 junior. She'll have a second shot coming here. Into the game now, Dorothy Kraus back in for the Irish. Also, Biebermeier back onto the floor now. Second free throw for Young is up. This hits the back of the iron and doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. Biebermeier clears it out to Avery Sando. Sando takes it into the paint. They collapsed on her in there. Can't get to the basket. Brings it back around. Reschke in the corner. They give the ball to Elise Reschke. Reschke pulls up for a 12-foot jump shot that goes off the glass and won't fall. There for the rebound is Jaden Ellington. Ellington, outlet pass to Kerrigan Henrichs. Here comes the freshman guard, Henrichs. On the dribble on the baseline right side, the ball flipped out to Young. Young pulls up for a long 2 from the left side. It doesn't go. Rebound try for putback won't go, and now Jones takes the rebound down for Sacred Heart. Hallie Jones feeds it to Sando all the way in, driving layup. Sando got it. Avery Sando found a seam in the defense, went right down the avenue, down the lane, laid it off the glass, and Avery has 4 points now, and it's 43-17. Irish on top, 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Here's Young for 3, over the top, doesn't go. Again, Jones is there for the rebound. Back-to-back defensive boards for Hallie Jones. Jones gives out to Sando. Top of the key, Biebermeier. Bounce pass, Kraus in the corner. Little floater, Kraus lays it up and good. Dorothy Kraus with her first 2 points of the ball game. Extends the lead down to 45-17 with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. We're at Wymore, Nebraska tonight. Timeout taken by the Southern Raiders. 45-17, Irish on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, a special welcome to our Southern High listeners tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Those of you listening in online at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live, select KLZA. We're glad you found us. We made everyone aware of the broadcast. We have exclusive coverage of tonight's games here. Glad to have you tuned in. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer. And Ada Magdans is our birthday girl, celebrating her 100th birthday yesterday. We mentioned that during the pregame. Ada, we're glad to have you tuned in and listening. You're one of my favorite listeners. Love your comments on Facebook. Still very active at 100 years old. Great to have you with us. Back to live action. Southern with the basketball. They try to put it inside the paint. Ball is stolen away. Dorothy Kraus feeds it down to Biebermeier for a driving layup. Nope. Traveled with the basketball. Biebermeier called for traveling. Isabel Penner in the lineup now for the first time for the Southern Raiders. Penner has checked in. She's a freshman. Seeing her first action. Just 7 girls here on the roster, as we mentioned, for the Southern Raiders. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 45-17, Irish on top, Raiders with the basketball. Forney to the near side, gives to Young. Hands the ball up to Aslan Stevens. Here's a long three. Hendricks bounces once, twice, doesn't go. And the rebound taken away by Elise Reske. Reske's going to bring the ball up court herself for the Irish. Dribbles away from the defender. Passes to the near side on the corner to Dorothy Krause. Back it goes to Biebermeier. Krause inside the paint. Top of the circle. They're just passing it around the outside perimeter now. Biebermeier finds Krause once again. Biebermeier for three. Got it. From the corner on the right side. Brooklyn Biebermeier nailed that three. That was a good 3 or 4 feet outside the arc when she launched that one. Makes it 48-17 with a minute 9 to go here. Still in the third quarter. Hendricks with a bank shot off the glass up and good. Carrington Hendricks, the freshman, she has 7 points now. That's the first field goal of the second half for Southern High. Lob pass in the paint. They put it into Reske. Reske comes to Dorothy Krause. Back to Reske in traffic. Double team, triple team. Krause gets the ball right back. Kicks it to the corner. Biebermeier thought about launching another one. She just hit the three a moment ago. Here's a long two from the left side that's put up. Launching that shot was Emily Tubbs, just off the iron, won't fall. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Harrington fed it to the left side. The ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. That was Carrington Hendricks over there that had the ball get away. So with 26 seconds to go, up 48-19, the Irish will have the basketball. With the dribble into forecourt is Dorothy Krause. She feeds it underneath. Shot is put up and off. No good by Reske. Rebound brought down by Young. Addison Young, 12 seconds to work. Young gets tied up in the paint. Gets it out again to Hendricks. Carrington Hendricks with the basketball. Top of the circle, Jaden Ellington. Down to 2 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off. A whistle and a jump ball is called with 0.2 seconds here. It'll be Sacred Heart's ball, but only 0.2 seconds. Nothing's going to happen here. They'll just inbound the ball. There's your quarter. After three quarters of play, Sacred Heart leads it 48-19. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. 48-19, our score after three quarters. The Sacred Heart girls dominating the Southern High Raiders. We move into fourth quarter action. Raiders will have the basketball. Addie Young passes to the corner on the right side, deep baseline. Aslan Stevens, a freshman. Stevens across court, Hendricks. Young with an open look decides not to take it. Back to Jenna Forney, top of the key. Forney kicks to the right wing. Aslan Stevens again. Stevens feeds it down to the top of the key, back to Carrion Hendricks. Skip pass across court, Forney. Hendricks into the corner right side. Moving toward the basket is Stevens. She gets tied up. Ball is tied up on the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart now with their original 5 starters on the floor. They have played very sparingly here tonight with the starters. Just a couple of minutes each quarter. a lot of action for the reserves here for Sacred Heart since there was no reserve game. Here's a driving lay-in up and off. Doesn't go. McKinley Scholes wondering how she missed that one. Went right between two defenders. Had an open look, and that ball just would not go in the hoop for her. Sat there on the rim for a minute. Henry puts a lob pass down into the corner as the Lady Raiders turned the ball over. I believe stepping on the sideline was Addison Young over there. And the ball comes back to Sacred Heart. 48-19 is your score. 6 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the ball game. Boys varsity game coming up after this one, the second half of our doubleheader. You want to stay with us for that one. That ought to be a good ball game. Southern and Sacred Heart, similar records. Oh, here's a nice spin move to the basket. Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg now with 12 points in the basketball game. She got that into fall. Right wing with it. Henricks. Henricks takes the dribble. Now picks up her dribble for some reason. Gives it off to her teammate. The ball is loose down on the floor, rolling around. It goes back to Henricks. Henricks kicks it to the corner. Here's a long three by Forney that's off the glass. And there's Jones for the rebound. Jones outlet pass Lechtenberg all the way, driving lay-in up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg pretty much having her way with the defense here. She's got 14 points now for the Lady Irish with 5:50 to play in the ball game. Here come the subs. Five new ball players coming in off the bench now for Luke Santo. Biebermeyer, Kraus. Let's see who's all coming back in here. Reschke's back onto the floor. DeLisi, Shea DeLisi's out there. So five new ball players on the floor for Sacred Heart. Emily Tubbs also on the floor now for the Irish. With 5:45 to go in the ball game, Sacred Heart up 52-19. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Irish with the rebound. Coming down with the basketball, Emily Tubbs. Tubbs with the outlet pass to Dorothy Kraus. Kraus down court to set it up. A cross court pass, ball is loose on the floor. A held ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to favor the Southern Raiders. 5:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Back off the bench again now for Southern comes Isabel Penner, the freshman. Penner is going to get a little action here. She'll see some playing time. Into forecourt, right wing with the ball is Aslan Stevens. She takes the left-handed dribble to the top of the key and hands it up to Addison Young. Young backs it out between the rings, picks up her dribble, skip pass across to Forney. Baseline in the corner, Forney with the ball, dribbles back to the free throw lane. At the line, hands it up to Young. Young had an open look three, decided to pass it up, goes to Forney. Forney dribbles to the baseline, right side driving lay-in. Forney up off, no, partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, going to be touched last on the baseline by Sacred Heart's Elise Reschke. And the basketball will stay with the Lady Raiders. Right back off the bench comes Kerrigan Henricks checking in. Henricks in for Isabel Penner now. Penner will take a breather. Coach Baumgartner with just seven girls uses them all. Here's a little floater that's up and off. Won't go for Young. Taking down the rebound is Shea DeLisi. DeLisi, a sophomore, got the defensive board. Outlet pass Kraus. Kraus goes in for a floating layup. Couldn't get it. Ball is rebounded. Trying to force a shot up on the baseline was Elise Reschke. She got knocked to the floor and fouled. The basketball will belong to the Irish. The foul is going to be on Jaden Ellington. On Ellington, that is her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. Back onto the floor, Caroline Hurd replacing Jaden Ellington. Basketball belongs to the Irish. They will inbound it. Dorothy Kraus inbounds it to Biebermeyer. Brooklyn Biebermeyer lost the handle on it, gets the ball back, makes the dribble into the paint, kicks to the left wing with it. It comes right back to Biebermeyer from Tubbs. Tubbs now with the dribble. She's double-teamed, almost lost the handle on it. Tubbs gives it back to Biebermeyer. Now it's going to be stolen. Fast break down court. Henry's driving layup. Oh, nice job defensively by Dorothy Kraus to get back there and block Kerrigan Henry's from what looked like it was going to be a sure lay-in. Foul's going to be on Dorothy Kraus. That is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Irish at the free throw line. Kerrigan Henricks shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Kerrigan now has 8 points in the ballgame. She leads all scorers for the Southern Raiders, the 5'4 freshman. Second free throw is up. It's good also. She's got 9 now in the ball game, and the score is 52-21. Dorothy Krause brings the ball up court. She works one-on-one against Jenna Forney. Gets it all the way across the timeline into the corner. Biebermeier gets knocked to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jenna Forney. Forney's fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. Pinner back into the lineup, as well as Jaden Ellington now for Southern High. Taking a break will be Addison Young and Jenna Forney. Down to 4:05 to go in this basketball game. Remember, the boys' varsity game coming up next. With the basketball, Brooklyn Biebermeier. Biebermeier goes to Krause with it. Bounce pass underneath. There's a shot up off the glass and good by Shea DeLisi. DeLisi's first 2 points. And give Dorothy Krause credit for the assist, getting that ball into Shea's hands, waiting under the basket for the lay-in. Down to 3:40 to go in the ball game now. 54-21. Irish with the lead. Southern trying to work their offense here. Kerrigan Hendricks, top of the circle. Aslan Stevens. Another timeout's going to be taken by Southern High with 3:27 to go in the game. 54-21. Sacred Heart leads it. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sacred Heart fans, again, a reminder, this coming Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will have the call when the Johnson Brock Eagles come to town in the Rowe Activity Center. Boy and girl doubleheader, John will have the call on Sunny 101.3. That's this Thursday night. Those are going to be some good basketball games, I have a feeling. There's a pass that goes right through the hands of Addison Young, and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to the Irish. 3 minutes, 14 seconds left to play in this one. Sacred Heart with a commanding lead. Moving toward the hoop with the basketball was Elise Reske. Tried to flip it out to Emily Tubbs. Tubbs didn't see it coming. The ball got away and went out of bounds. And it'll turn the ball back over to the Southern Raiders. Addison Young to inbound it. 54-21, Sacred Heart on their way to picking up their 14th win of the season compared to just 2 losses. There's a long three that's up and off, doesn't go. Forney comes over the back of Biebermeier, landed on top of Biebermeier, and she'll be called for the personal foul. Jenna Forney just fouled out of the ballgame. That is her 5th personal. They only have 7 players. They just lost the availability of one of those 7. Time down to 2:52 to go, though, in the ball game. Krause puts a pass to the corner right side, looking for Biebermeier. The ball is going to be tipped out of bounds over there on the far side by Young. Irish get the ball back again to the corner right side. Brooklyn Biebermeier dribbles all the way around to the free throw line to the near side and hands the ball to Emily Tubbs. Tubbs down to Krause in the corner. Krause feeds it into traffic, moving toward the hoop. Nice shot up off Wongo. A battle for the rebound. The shot was put up by Elise Reske, the freshman. She went right up between 3 defenders. The ball just sat there on the rim and wouldn't drop. Clock is down to 2:29 to go. Irish basketball. Inbound the pass. Free throw line. Open look. 2-pointer. Up and good. Elise Reske with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 56-21 with 2:18 to go in the ball game. Kerrigan Hendricks down court with a dribble. Hendricks to the right side. Ashlyn Stevens. There's a shot from the corner up and good. Getting that one, Caroline Hurd, her second bucket of the night. Hurd, a freshman. She's got 4 points coming off the bench. 56-23, driving layup, whistle, and a foul. We'll have free throws coming up here. Foul is going to be called on Addison Young. On Young, her second personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Dorothy Krause. Dorothy has 2 points so far tonight on one field goal. This one is up and good. She'll have a second free throw coming. Dorothy now with three. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Second shot is up and off. No good for Dorothy Krause. Find out how your favorite player did tonight. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring stats. That'll be as part of the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show immediately after this ball game and before we get into boys varsity contest. Ball is loose on the floor as Southern brings it down court. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Raiders. Our thanks to Jeff Murphy, the activities director here at Southern High, for the fine hospitality. Sat us up right here at midcourt behind the scores table. Really nice place to work the games. And Jeff Murphy always takes great care of us when we come to Southern High. There's a pass out to the top of the key. Addison Young driving layup. Got it. Nice job by Young. Addison Young laid it in, her first field goal of the night, and she drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Shea DeLisi. DeLisi's first personal, team foul number two. Addison Young is one out of two from the free throw line tonight. She has 3 points. She's got the and one coming here. The 5'2 junior takes aim. The free throw is on the way, and it's off the back of the iron. Won't drop for her. The rebound is tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Raiders. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Irish with the lead, 57-25, with a minute 25 to go in this one. Into forecourt come the Irish. Dorothy Krause gives to Biebermeier. Brooklyn Biebermeier on the dribble, in the paint. DeLisi back up top to Krause. Her three-pointer's off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, try for foot back up. That won't go for DeLisi. And the rebound comes down again to Kerrigan Henricks. 1 minute to go in this one. 1 minute to play. Post-game show coming up shortly. All the way into forecourt. Dribbling into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Under the basket. Trying to go up with a shot. Blocked away and stolen. Nice job by Elise Reske to get the steal under the basket. Feeds it underneath to Krause. Krause got hammered. They put the pass forward to Krause, but before she could put up a shot, she was ran down on the baseline. Foul is going to be on, I believe, wait a minute, Penner. Yes, it is. Isabel Penner picks up the foul. And at the free throw line, with 42 seconds to play, is Dorothy Krause. She's one out of two from the line tonight. This one is up and no. Set there on the rim. You notice a hesitation to call it. That's because it bounced around on the rim forever before falling off the right side and wouldn't drop. Second shot coming for Dorothy Krause. On the way up, this one bounces, and this also off. Doesn't go. Missed them both. 57-25 the score. Underneath, shot off the glass, up and good. Oh, they did a good job of finding Addison Young all alone under the basket. Young's got 5 points now. In the corner, DeLisi for a too long two that doesn't go. Rebound, Southern High, pushing it down court. Comes Kerrigan Henricks, the freshman. Henricks in front of Biebermeier, feeds it across to the corner. Open look two. Penner up off, no good. Rebound. The other direction in a hurry goes Biebermeier. Fast break, Biebermeier. She gets taken out on the baseline. The ball is knocked away out of bounds. Good defense by Addie Young there for the Lady Raiders. 4.8 seconds to go. It's a 30-point ball game, 57-27. Sacred Heart with 4 seconds to inbound it. Into the corner. Brooklyn Biebermeier launches a long three that doesn't go. A struggle for the rebound. Penner comes up with it. There's your ball game. Your final score tonight, 57-27. Sacred Heart with the win. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our post-game show is being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, let's look at the numbers. The final score, 57-27, Sacred Heart with the win. Individually, for the Southern High Raiders, they were led in scoring tonight by Carrington Hendricks. The freshman had 9 points in the ballgame, 5 points for Addison Young, also 5 points for Jenna Forney, 4 points coming off the bench for Carolyn Hurd. Jaden Ellington had 2, and Aslan Stevens added 2 for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Southern made 3 out of 6, shooting 50% at the charity stripe. Scoring for your Sacred Heart Irish, 3 players in double figures. The starters, despite playing a limited number of minutes, did well. Gentry Lechtenberg with 14 points. Daisy Witt shares scoring honors. She has 14 also. McKinley Scholl in double figures. She finished with 11, adding 5 points. Brooklyn Biebermeyer coming off the bench. 4 points for Avery Santo. 3 points for Dorothy Krause. 2 points each for Elise Reschke, Shay DeLisi, and Hallie Jones, each with 2, for Sacred Heart's total of 57. Sacred Heart made 3 out of 11 is all from the free throw line tonight. Score by quarters, the Irish led it 16-4 after one quarter. They were up by 20 at halftime, 36-16, led it 48-19 after three quarters, and then went on to post the 57-27 win over Southern. With the win, the Irish improved their record to 14-2 on the year. The Southern Raiders dropped to 0-13, still looking for their first win. So, the final, 57-27, Sacred Heart with the win. This post-game scoring recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it. We're going to send it back to Kirk Hillman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Kirk, you're going to have it for about 12 to 13 minutes here, my friend, and then we'll be back with our pregame show for the boys varsity coming up in about 12 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3.